Hello.
Hi, this is Abigail from Family First here. I saw I got a missed call from you.
Yeah, you said you were going to call and check in on Cheryl Jackson Bittner's information and call me back, but you didn't. Oh. I was just making sure everything was okay.
Yeah, okay, sorry. I haven't seen any approval from the county yet. I'm going to look it up again. I looked it up last week. Every day I check it
okay.
out. Just hold a second. I'm going to look now.
Because I figured if they didn't give the information, possibly I can get it printed out today from the bank, and I can maybe drop it to the welfare office if that helps. But
can you send it and you email it?
Yeah.
You can hand it in if you'd like. It does usually take
longer.
A week till we get a response from them.
Well, you know what? Maybe if you can get like a direct person that I could.
Actually have a lever here. Okay.
Oh.
I looked on Friday and there wasn't anything yet. Okay, that's amazing.
Oh, that's good then?
Yeah, that's great. She got approved from the county.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you're like, does that happen usually? No, I'm just kidding.
No, so how it goes is you send in the information and I look into the county, like their portal every day to see if the patient was approved. And I looked last on Friday. I haven't looked yet today, but now that you called, I was looking and I see that she was approved. So,
yay!
Yeah, that's amazing. I just want
Mom, you were approved! You were approved! Oh, God, she's going to come.
Yeah,
I'll come to you. I'm still on the phone.
Okay, so it's Keystone first. Yeah, that's really great.
Yeah, wait down there. Don't come up.
But she will
know. No, I'm okay. Okay, sorry.
No problem.
She's even here with me right now. She slept over my house, so if you need anything from her, this is probably the perfect time.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to look at who. I want to see if she has an assigned service coordinator yet to come to you to discuss hours, because that would be the next step.
Okay.
Just a second again. Okay, yeah, so I see there isn't someone assigned yet. It's probably because she just got approved.
Okay.
What we can do is I can wait till tomorrow to see if they have someone, or we can try calling in to Keystone maybe to see if they can assign someone for her already.
Okay. Sure.
Let me pull up. Here, I can call in with you now. Okay?
Okay.
Just a second.
If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. I'm Carrie, your virtual assistant. If you are a member, say member. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of a provider, say say provider.
Provider.
If you are a Keystone First provider, say Keystone. If you are an AmeriHealth Caritas provider, say AmeriHealth.
Keystone.
If you are a Medicaid provider, say Medicaid. If you are a Medicare provider, say Medicare. If you are a Community Health Choices provider, say CHC. Or if you are a CHIP provider, say CHIP. That's CHC. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right. How may I help you? Say things like claim status, prior authorization, claim payment, or check eligibility.
Check eligibility.
All right. Let's transfer you for assistance. Thank you for your patience.
Ladies.
Please enter your recipient number.
Do you have that? Sorry, do you have the recipient number?
To hear that again, press star.
No,
to return to the main menu, press 9. Please enter your recipient number.
I think they may be calling us.
They're calling you?
I'm sorry. You need to make an entry before we can proceed. Let's try again. Please enter your recipient number.
She's talking to someone. I want to make sure she's talking to someone real.
Sorry, I'm having so much trouble. Let me transfer you to someone who can help. Please, your health to tell us how satisfied you are with your health care. If you receive a survey, please fill it out and return it right away. Your opinion counts. Medical assistance renewal has started. That's question. Our member services team will be happy to assist you.
Okay.
Just ask them about medical assistance renewal.
I can't get it to speak, how do I put it on?
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative.
If I do,
you call
me back. That's okay, we go to that. Oh, okay, now I got it. Here we go. Okay. Now you're on speaker.
Thank you for calling Member Services. My name is Brianna. May I have your name, please?
Hi. This is Abigail calling from Family Care.
Hello?
I'm just, we have to figure that out. Like, I'm on the phone with somebody, and you're on the phone with somebody. So if they're confused because everybody's talking.
Sorry, yeah, we just called right.
She, she got a call from who? Okay.
Do you have the member ID number?
Yeah, sorry.
Hold on.
Bridget, is that Keystone? Is that your...
No, 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 you can keep going. Is that for your medical?
For my medicine,
yes. Oh, that's for her medicine, so you can keep going. It's something
okay.
else.
Hi, sorry. Okay. My name is Abigail. We're calling from Family First Care. I'm on the phone with Bridget, the patient's daughter.
Okay.
You needed the Medicaid ID?
The member ID number.
I have the Medicaid ID. Is that good?
I can make that work. What is that number?
Okay, it's 550-179-8358.
Okay, member's name?
Cheryl Jackson Bittner.
One moment. Okay, what's her date of birth?
It's 7/05/61.
Okay. And I'm sorry, where were you calling from?
Family First Care, the home care agency.
Okay, you said there was someone else on the line?
Yeah, the patient's daughter, Bridget.
Is the member able to give verbal consent to speak
sorry?
To you or Bridget?
Hi, sorry, I missed the last thing you said.
Is the member able to give verbal consent to somebody to speak to you or her daughter, Bridget?
Yes.
She's here. We're both here.
Okay. Hello, Ms. Jackson-Bittner?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm hanging in there. I hate the wet weather.
Oh, weather's horrible. Do you give me permission to speak to Bridget on your behalf?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
She just ran upstairs, so you're stuck with me for now.
Okay. All right. How can I assist today?
Pardon me?
So, yeah. Hi, Cheryl. It's Abigail from
I'm sorry. I was cold. I had to get a sweatshirt. Okay.
No problem. We wanted to know if she has an assigned service coordinator yet for her home care services.
I don't think I got anything in the mail yet.
All right. Hang on a second. She's checking.
I don't see one listed, but let me check another system and see.
I don't think we got one. I think she would have told me that. I do have a problem with my memory. It's not Alzheimer's from when I fractured my skull 3 times.
Yeah, I don't see them. They wouldn't have reached out yet, but we would like to get someone for you as soon as we can so like this we can move forward.
Okay.
Is there anything else that we need to do?
Let's see if this happened with the computer. All right, so I don't see one listed. Give me 1 minute. All right. So I'm going to put in a request to get the service coordinator assigned. What is the best phone number for your mother to reach out to?
Phone number for her?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, give it to you. Yeah, 484-522-1263.
What was the last one?
That's my number. 484-522-1263.
63, okay.
And I can give you her number, but if you call her, call me too, because she might forget what information you just gave her.
Gotcha. All right. So also, your number first. To call. All right. Let me see here.
215-501.
And hers is 215-501-6169.
Okay. So I'm going to get this information sent over to our service coordination team. They'll reach out to you in at most 5 business days with the service coordinator's information.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. much.
You are very welcome. Let me just
I appreciate it.
Not a problem, Bridget. Why have you on the line? We're always looking to better understand our members' needs to improve the services we can offer. Would you be willing to help us learn more about you by providing your mother's race, ethnicity, and language? And you're the person to answer these questions or to refuse will not impact her ability to receive care.
I'm sorry. For some reason, that was really blurry.
Yeah, I didn't understand the word.
Like the end,
no
like, worries. It was... I got some of it. Like, is it a survey? You
know, I can restate it. So we are always looking to better understand our members' needs to improve the services we can offer. Would you be willing to help us learn more about your mother by providing her race, ethnicity, and language? And your decision to answer
sure.
these questions or to refuse will not impact her ability to receive care.
Sure.
Perfect, thank you. And also know that information will stay private by the same rules that cover all health plan data, and we only share it with our health care providers to review the services that he or she receives so that we can meet her needs. What language does she feel most comfortable speaking to her doctor or nurse in?
English. No accent. English.
And is that the same for reading materials related to her health?
Yes, please.
Perfect.
She does Chicana
accent
sometimes.
Okay. And is she Hispanic or Latino?
So sorry, we were laughing. What was that?
No.
Is she Hispanic or Latino? No.
No.
She's
white. Yeah, I don't care what color anybody's helping me is. It can be green for all I care.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for taking the time out to answer these questions. Like I said, I'm going to get that information over to our personal coordination team to get that coordinator set up for you. Was there anything else I can assist with today?
No,
I
think that's fine. Thank
it's
you.
Perfect. And were you satisfied with
it
the response
exactly
you received tonight?
We'll call them back. It was for your medicine. But
yeah.
We'll call them back.
I got a phone call about my medicine. I didn't know whether to answer everything because I don't know who they are. I don't trust the phones. Never mind.
Did they say who they were?
Pharma RX is what came up.
Gotcha. Okay. So that was probably our pharmacy department.
Oh, okay. Okay. I told them I'm helping them call me back in an hour. So it's safe to talk
yeah,
to
Yeah, I was
farmers.
Like, don't give them any info. You don't know who you're talking to. I was like, wait for me. I'm on
oh,
the
yeah,
phone.
So that's absolutely verified. Not, that's completely
yeah,
understandable.
I need her by my side. Whenever we're talking, I need her by my side.
Absolutely understandable. Was there anything else I can assist with?
No, thanks.
All right. You were satisfied with the response you received today?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Perfect. You are very welcome. Thank you so much for calling Keystone First Community Health Services. Enjoy the rest of your morning.
Thank you. You also.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, you still on the line?
Yeah, hi. Are you there, Bridget?
Yeah.
It's Abigail. Yeah, okay. So they should be reaching out within a couple of days. I guess once they do, just text me to let me know when you schedule the time with them, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm going to send you our agency's information for your assessment because they will ask you which agency you want to go with, and they may ask for an address, tax ID number, or
okay.
Just some information.
All right, hang on a minute, Abigail. I'm Cheryl. She's going to get a pen.
Hi. Yeah, I can text it over to you, to your daughter.
All right, yes, that'll be
okay.
Fine. She just said, yeah, she said that's even better. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm glad
great.
She's doing it because I hate cell phones.
Sure, yeah, no problem.
I want the old-fashioned hanging on the wall. Dialing.
Okay. I'm going to send it over, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And if you have any questions, just feel free to call or text me, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
have a nice
take
day.
Care. Thank you, you too.
Take care,
bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.